Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Noah Smith and his band. This is Red Barn Radio.
Hey, girl, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I'm on fire. Jesus Christ saved my soul when he sent the devil child. Lately, I've been wondering what happened to the movie life. Life, it seems to pass us by. Slowly, we've been drifting out to sea. I know we'll make it back if you drift with me. Time would tell, and this tide has been a bittersweet. I'm on fire. Jesus Christ saved my soul and he sent the devil child. I've been running around, but you've been gunning down every single mistake that I could make. You were there with me, my saving grace. People talk.
That's Noah Smith. You're listening to Red Barn Radio. Just tell us who you are, where you come from, and when you're shopping on eBay or Craigslist, what musical treasure are you looking for?
Okay, I'm John McGuire. I'm from Cincinnati, and I went to CCM, same place Noah went to college. And when I'm on eBay shopping, I'm looking for everything. There's never too many guitar pedals.
So. Electronics.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Everything.
I'm Michael Moeller.
Beautiful singing, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and playing and everything.
Play mandolin, banjo, sing in harmony. And I am originally from Batavia, Claremont County area, which is one county west of Brown County. I recently, 3 years ago, I bought into the to the stock of Brown County, Ohio. So I own acreage there now. Nice. So I'm a Brown Countyan at this point. Typically when I'm on Craigslist, it could be a number of things, motorcycles, cars, or mandolins. Or
yeah, but the question is, what would be the holy grail for you when it comes to a musical instrument?
Probably a Rickenbacker mandolin that I saw the guy from Reckless Kelly playing. I think that's a gem for sure.
Nice one. Old?
Oh yeah, probably 60s, 50s. Yeah.
How did you and Noah meet?
We actually met in some songwriter, just a little dive bar out where we were raised, and they were having a songwriter round kind of thing. And
our friendships lasted longer than the dive bar, yeah. So it's not yeah. longer anything.
He played, and I actually ran home and got my guitar so I could come back and play a song while he was in the building and kind of see if I could show him up. And
yeah.
He said, well, I better snag him up and put him in my band before he puts me out of business. I think that's how it went. I don't know.
Have you guys done some collaborative songwriting?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a couple of songs that he wrote with me on my record that I put out a couple of years ago that Noah produced. And then I've got a couple of songs that I brought to him, and we finished them for this record. Keep On was one of them.
Running down the road looking for something. And all this time, it ain't for nothing. My baby's at home, trying to keep her mind off of being alone. Waiting on me to be the next call on a telephone. I'm running down the road, looking for something. I've gone too far. It's been hard trying to keep myself together. So far apart feels like forever in a day. Until I get to feel her heart. Yes, I will.
Play solo sometimes?
Yes.
So
yes,
when you play solo, do you sing with that high tenor voice, or do you have a different register you operate
in? I'm kind of all over the place. I can go to high. I can't go too low, but I can growl a little bit if I need to.
Yeah. Well, take care of your voice. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Joe Klein is back there.
I got to be careful here because I know I'm in UK territory. But
No. Go with it.
I'm a Morehead State grad. I study business, but I also study percussion on the side at Morehead State. And I went to high school with that guy right there. There's a little bit of friendship in this group. Yeah, we were in a rock band back in the day. Now we're doing country.
So what's your holy grail of instruments out there? I mean, I'm just assuming you're thinking percussion, but maybe not.
It would be definitely percussion.
What would it be?
I've already got them, and it's a set of timpani. I got them off eBay years
you
back.
You did?
Yeah.
Tell them what is usually in your kitchen.
So my wife does not like it, but I usually have a vibraphone in the kitchen and a xylophone usually in the living room. My studio is small, so things start to collaborate elsewhere.
Oh, man. You have some training in jazz and whatnot that taught you how to play a vibraphone?
Jazz, orchestral. I actually came to this group as a jazz player, mainly. So, and orchestral percussion, big concert bands.
And then we have our sub. How are you, Scott? This is Scott Edlin. You're a wonderful bass player. I mean, you're just stepping in.
I have everything charted out over there.
Where are you from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
And tell us about the band that you play with, and why is it that you haven't approached our booking people for Red Barn?
Because yesterday was the first time I heard about Red Barn.
Where have you been?
Under a rock.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm in a band in Louisville called Wildwood, and we are a country-ish, Americana-type band. We have a little bit of a blues and a funk feel to us sometimes as well. That's kind of how I grew up playing bass. No, you came to Louisville or something and met Jake, Wildwood's drummer. And then one day, Noah called Jake to fill in for a gig a year or two ago, and then he's like, hey, you know any bass players? And Jake said, hey, Scott, you want to come along? So that's how I met these guys.
All right. Well, very cool. Nice to meet you, Scott, and come back.
Sometime, yeah. What about the eBay? I had some prepared.
I want to hear it. I just got lost.
One time on eBay, and it was before I got married, so I should have got it while I had the chance, but it was a six-string bass guitar from Germany. So, like, Germany's, that's where they're based. So you get one out of Germany, that's like they're getting the American-made Fender. And it was a six-string guitar, and they usually go for $5,000 or something like that. And this one was on eBay for $2,200. And I still kick myself today for not buying it, and I've never seen a better deal.
Another lifetime to make something of it. I remember when a handshake meant something. All right, 1,000 songs, it won't make sense. 1,000 more just to prove it. Believe it or not, we'll make something of it. But can we figure it out? Figure it out. Stop walking on eggshells. Maybe make a difference. Take
y'all so much.
Music Conservatory doesn't strike me as a place where a guy from Brown County, Ohio, with an acoustic guitar just steps up at the door and says, hey, I want to be in the conservatory. Give me a place.
I actually went to the conservatory for audio engineering, a program there called Electronic Media. It's been around for a long time. It was audio engineering, video production, new media. So, you know, at the time, a lot of stuff that's going crazy right now with new media, it was the, hey, get on that and let's do that. And actually, I mentioned before John was there, but I always joke because my ACT score wasn't high enough to get in there, and my GPA wasn't high enough to get in there for what the requirement was, but thank God they still had an interview process. So I was a songwriter, and at home I used to record myself, and I'd get a camera out, and I'd do all kinds of stuff, and I showed up with this stack of stuff. And you weren't supposed to bring that to the interview, apparently. I learned this later on. And I sat down, set it up, and I said, look at everything I can do. And apparently that's what they were getting ready to teach me to do.
It's just a great story to me of you showing up there and just saying, hey, I'm not going to try to fool you. This is what I do. And I'm passionate about it. I care about it. And here's some examples to show you. Because you know what? There's a lot of people who are very passionate on paper, but they got nothing to show for it.
Feels like yesterday, summer day in the sun. We were singing Simple Man, you we were the only ones. Life we shared, smile on your face. Working hard for so much more than you could find in this place. I never thought we'd have make it on our own. I never touched this vacant place. It's too soon to feel the pain. I never thought we'd have to make it on our own. And our own. Screaming home, I know that you made it there. and screaming home. I know you made it there. I wanna tell you how I miss you. Like yesterday, summer day in the sun, we were singing Simple Man. Yeah, we were the only
I'd like to thank our guest, Noah Smith, and his band for being with us this evening. We also thank our many volunteers for their help with our production each week, and thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank you, the studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I would love to bring Noah Smith and his band back for one more tune. Can you guys do that for us? All right. Noah Smith, give him a big hand.
Like a boxcar, driving like a stock car. This is how we roll. Saddling up on a Friday night. I head on down to the riverside. There's a bar and a boat dock, and the party never stops. Girl, blue jeans and whiskey. We smoke and we drink it a little while. Get a little wild. And then we chase the pain away. Southern Bells, we redneck boys making that redneck noise. It's time to throw it down. Can you hear that sound? Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Let's let the clutch out. Had enough, we asked for old trouble like a redneck family. Big old family, raise a cane, a hitch and I step, and there ain't no shame. Family tradition, like cane pole fishing. Apple pie, sweet red wine, we'll make love by the moonlight. Knock them back, we'll lay them down. Can you hear that sound? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 0 to 60 in the mud, slinging wheels. Moonshine and whiskey, sweet southern bells.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank John, Scott, Noah, Michael, and Joe, the Noah Smith Band, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.